The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Final hour of the Stephan Tubbs Show. Randy Corcoran filling in from Saturday morning. Stephan back tomorrow live, broadcasting live from Step Denver. That should be fantastic. Peter Boyles kicks it off in the morning live from Step Denver as well. So you know what's going on. Denver in Decay, I mean, that's the movie, right? The only smart approach to the homeless drug and alcohol problem is the one being offered by Step Denver, not by the bureaucrats and the elected officials and the communists in charge of the Denver City Council and on and on and on. And you can see it. You can see what's coming. I mean, my God, it's so bad already. But you can look westward to San Francisco and other places to see just how bad it can get. So step up for Step Denver, I guess that would be my motto. It's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. And before we get to our next guest, just really quick, whole lot of information coming in, text messages coming in about this purchase in Douglas County being voted on tomorrow, $35 million for the Wildlife Experience Building there on Lincoln Street to start holding career and technical education classes in, people for and against. And very interesting. Do you have that email pulled up that we got? Do you have it?
I sure do.
This is talk about a little, too late. Read this email that we got just before the newly elected school board member Kaylee Winiger came on at 5:45.
Sure. So from the PR person down at Douglas County School District.
Name?
Paula Hans.
All right.
Good evening. Thank you for reaching out. Your request was shared with me as I handle all media inquiries. At this time, we will refrain from commenting prior to board discussion and or action at the upcoming meeting. Thank you for understanding.
A little too late.
Well, given that did come after the confirmation, so.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. And I just wonder if that's a, if Ms. Hahn is a, you know, sort of a leftover from the way they've done business before, if the new board is willing to be more transparent rather than having to run everything through PR, but or maybe Kelly Winiger's in trouble. I guess we'll find out eventually. But we'll talk a little bit more about that after we get to our next guest. I don't want to leave her at hold. She's such a dear friend, a familiar voice here at 710 KNUS on the Deborah Flores Show. And, you know, filmmaker, actress, former Miss Colorado, second runner-up to Miss America, entrepreneur, the founder of the we talked earlier about the impact you can make at a school board meeting, and her comments to the prior version of the Douglas County School Board on critical race theory and all of that were extraordinary. They went viral. President and founder of the nonprofit Parents United America, all of these things coming together inspired her to launch herself into a United States Senate candidacy right here in our own backyard, and I'm so pleased to welcome her to the Stephan Tubbs Show. Deborah, good evening.
Thank you so much, Randy. It's so great to be on the show. It's great to talk with you, my friend and colleague, and to be kind of coming home, it feels like, getting to talk to our great listeners on 710 KNUS.
You know, it's wild because I run into you everywhere. I ran into you at Center for National Policy, the 40-year anniversary at the Broadmoor. We're down at the Independence mm-hmm. Institute. Republican parties, all kinds of junk that's going on. And I haven't interviewed you since you announced for the U.S. Senate candidacy. So I'm so glad that you were available to come on tonight.
You got it. Thank you for having me, Randy. I know you and I've talked everywhere else, and now it's time to talk on the air so our great listeners and the wonderful people of the state can hear what we have to say.
So for people who, you know, don't listen on the weekends, aren't familiar with your perspective when you were doing Sunday afternoons here on 710 KNUS, let's get a little bit of background, your husband, your kids, and sort of your journey from Hollywood actress to filmmaker to nonprofit Parents United America documentarian to a U.S. Senate candidate. It's extraordinary. Lay it on us.
Well, thank you. And Randy, I always have to start by saying I'm actually from Colorado. I'm not an invading Californian. I grew up right here on Lowry Air Force Base in Aurora. My dad was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. And I have to tell you, that is one of the things that has informed my decision so much. I grew up being all about service, commitment, and that kind of attitude towards whatever we can do to make a difference for our fellow citizens. And the main reason why the Miss Colorado, Miss America thing matters is, as Miss Colorado, I got to see every corner of this state. And then as Miss second run up to Miss America, which is just a nice way of saying the bronze medalist, I came in third. I found myself in the Soviet Union during the coup. And I got to tell you, Randy, going from the Lap Liberty, which is an Air Force base, Lowry, where I was growing up, to going to the Soviet Union, when I saw the palpable lack of freedom, that's when you understand this incredibly rich heritage that we have. And it was at that time I thought to myself, you know, if I ever see it eroding away, my dad fought for it. My husband is 82nd Airborne. I would fight for it in my day. And this is that day. And a lot of it has come to fruition because, you know, we're back home, so grateful to be here. We do have our own media company. We make projects that highlight and bring to truth things that we think are really important. But I really, really got engaged through Parents Unite America when I realized this erosion of parental rights. Well, I thought that was the primary place. It is now hitting us everywhere. And I got to tell you, it's time to get rid of the career politicians like Michael Bennett, who is so detached from what is happening to everyday citizens. You know, when you look at career politicians, they don't even live under the laws that they pass. And the drastic overreach into every area of our lives. When Michael Bennett votes 100% of the time with Joe Biden, 96% of the time with Bernie Sanders, he's not the moderate that he portrays. And we're seeing it with rising inflation, with skyrocketing crime, with a crisis at the border, with what happened in Afghanistan, which was inexcusable. And then when you have an administration that calls parents, domestic terrorists, and the Taliban partners, it's time to stand up and to say this is enough. And we have a great opportunity to flip the seat in 2022. And that's why I stepped in the race.
Well, it's fascinating that especially after the results of these off-year elections last November, that Colorado's yes. Senate race, the House race in CD7, Ed Perlmutter, if he runs again, the prognosticators who have said Democrat, Democrat, Democrat are starting to take a look at those races again. Openings truly do exist. And you especially, I mean, the energy that, and, you know, I'm a Republican National Committee man, so I'm I ask questions and I praise people what I know about them. I'm not picking favorites here in this race because I'm not allowed to. But the thing that you've gotten yourself so involved with is really the thing that has fueled the energy around this country, and, and including Republican victories and flipping 9 school boards here in Colorado, and et cetera. And you can really attribute it to the CCP virus for waking people up about what was going on with their kids in public education. And that's what really got you fired up from all the great things you were doing into really a greater focus on the political side of it, it seems to me.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm calling it, Randy, the Great Awakening, not the Great Awokening. And by the way, the renaissance of the American citizen, it's starting in school boards. And here's what's exciting about it. We have 43% unaffiliated here in Colorado, of 44%. It goes back and forth from what I hear. But the reality is, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican unaffiliated, you're a mom and you're a dad first. Now, I'm not just standing up for parental rights. I'm standing up for every single thing that is devastating working families and individuals around this state. But you're right about the momentum. And the team that I have behind me was behind the Glenn Youngkin win in Virginia. And when you see what happened, as you know, Randy, very well, in very blue Virginia, it wasn't just a governor's race. It was statewide. And Glenn Youngkin's race was flatlining a little bit till he put these heartfelt kitchen table issues back at the center, including education. And then it took off. And that's because I really do believe, and this is what I would talk about on my show when I had it there on 710 KNUS. I believe the vast majority of our fellow citizens actually want the same thing. They bought into a lot of the nonsense. They're having buyer's remorse after 11 months that had been devastating under Joe Biden, with Michael Bennett rubber stamping everything, 100% voting record with Biden. And they're facing, you know, crises in their streets with safety and security, rising inflation. We're going to be in a situation, Randy, where the working people of this state are going to have to decide by 2022, it's already happening, can I afford to heat my home, put gas in my car, and put protein on my kids' plates because of these out-of-control spending policies? So while my passion, my fervor is as a mom, I'm also a business owner, I'm a nonprofit owner, I've been an advocate in many of these arenas, but this is hitting every single area of people's lives. And so I'm going to go stand in D.C., as I've been talking about. I'm going to take this fight from the school board. I've introduced legislation in the State House and testified and rallied down there. I'm going to take it to the Senate now to push back against this just disastrous overreach of government into every area of our lives.
It's very, very exciting. And I just, you know, we've got a long list of people who see an opportunity to defeat Michael Bennett. And when I see that kind of commitment and enthusiasm, and, you know, primaries are great because steel sharpens steel. And
exactly.
And so being able to distinguish yourself, I understand I was at a Republican executive committee meeting, state executive committee meeting last week, and that there's going to be a debate with all the U.S. Senate candidates coming up. Is that is that public yet, the date and the time?
You know, I'm not sure if it is. I'll let them release it. But I'm looking forward to that, Randy, and here's why. I do agree. I'm old-fashioned enough that, first of all, I believe that my goal is to earn every person's votes. I want people to know I'm not a self-funder. While I respect capitalists who make money, and I've had a successful business and continue to have one with my husband making films and media projects, I will earn people's support. And that's what I appreciate about these opportunities to come on the show, to meet with people. I'm traveling all over the state. I will outwork and outrepresent everyone. But it also is going to allow an opportunity for the voters to do what is our gift in this country, which is to look at the candidates and then choose. And the one thing I'm saying to everyone, I respect everyone that steps into the arena. I will not personally attack anyone. I would just say this. We have an incredible opportunity to look at the candidates. Yes, we all recognize that this is the year to beat Michael Bennett and tell him that two terms is two terms too many with his disastrous policies. But we have an opportunity to look at people who have been standing up for the things that matter to every one of us most and will continue to no matter what. I'm not running for a job or for my next position. I had a great job on the radio and with my media company, and I'm a mom. I'm running because I truly believe that this is a time for people of courage and conviction that can communicate with clarity to our fellow citizens about our principles. I believe we're going to see a real transformation of our country coming right out of the school boards and right on into D.C. And by the way, I just want to say this too. I do welcome everyone's support. Go to DeborahFlora.com. And by the way, I'm not taking any of Michael Bennett's, you know, special interest money. So I'd love your people's support, earn their support in votes, in fiscal support and financial donations and all of that. But I look forward to those debates. I know you'll be there and you'll be reporting on it. And I look forward to earning the support of our listeners in the call rounds around the state.
And for people, just to make sure, it's Deborah with an H, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, DeborahFlora.com. Can we sidetrack just a minute? Because when I saw you at the Broadmoor, you and your husband down at the Broadmoor, at the Center on National Policy 40-year gala, which was phenomenal. I met people. I just had no idea even about the organization and how incredibly important it is. But you had an opportunity to debut the sort of early cut of your latest documentary. Do you have anything you want to tell us about that at this point? And then we'll get back to the campaign.
I sure do. Yeah, I sure do. And we'll make sure to make sure that everyone knows when we're about to release it. But this is what I want to share with the listeners and the people of the state. I've stood for what I believe with courage and conviction, and we will continue to, and we believe in doing it every way. And one of the ways we're doing is we have a documentary we're working on that we're going to probably be having a large Fathom event, several hundred theaters around the country, including right here in Colorado, that will be exposing what's actually happening in the schools. I won't tell too many details because we want to make sure that we really begin to promote it in the new year, but everyone will have an opportunity, and we're going to drag stuff into the light. That's what we need to do, because this movement that we're seeing across this country, this energy of the everyday citizen who just wants you know, the basic things we all want, we can fan that into a flame. And by the way, you know, to dovetail back to the Senate, one of the things that I feel so excited about the opportunity to do, because Randy, you and I are communicators. What I've done in my life has been to bring truth into life. If the people of Colorado send me to the Senate, first of all, they'll be my boss and I will work for them. And one of the things I want to do is work to drag more things into light with Senate hearings. What really happened in Afghanistan? How did we give away $85 billion, excuse me, of our equipment and pull out exactly in the opposite order that you ever leave a field of engagement? Let's get the real numbers on COVID. You know, let's talk about where that money really happened. Let's have a postmortem, and I don't mean that in a macabre way, but on this drastic step we took that we've never taken in the history of mankind in shutting down the economy. Let's bring all of these things into light. That's what we're doing in our documentaries. That's what I hope to do in the U.S. Senate.
Whew, I get tired just listening to you. It's going to be busy. But
I am. We're going to work together.
But I do love the idea. All we still get, even with this new variant that is doesn't appear to be very lethal, very contagious, but doesn't get people very sick. All we hear about is cases. And we never hear about the fact that, you know, the vast majority of the deaths are in elderly people and sick people and all of that. Mm-hmm. And we never, ever talk about the economic impact. And I saw so much of that myself just trying to help some of these businesses stay open last year. So those kinds of exposés are so very important. And it's why we've got to get some transparency back into the U.S. Senate. And I know you would fight tirelessly to do that.
I would. I love standing and getting my dander up at the school board. I've done it at the State House. I will do it in the U.S. Senate. And you know what? And we do need to look at it, because the reality is we did something that's never been done in history before in the face of any kind of epidemic or pandemic. And you were talking about the economic fallout. That is people's livelihoods and their dignity of providing for themselves and their families. There was a healthcare crisis of secondary things that didn't get taken care of. There's a mental health crisis. I have two teenagers. One of my major motivators is as someone who will fight for my children and my grandchildren's futures. And the fact that suicide became the number one cause of death amongst young people because of the shutdown in Colorado, number two across the nation, we need to look at this. We need to make sure that we don't just roll right over and continue these policies. We pause. The American people deserve it. Colorado deserve it, to take a real clear look and say what worked, what didn't work, and what do we need to know.
Sounds terrific, Deborah. Really great first you know, I always love to invite candidates on, and since I know you, it's kind of interesting because I sort of feel like I know what to expect. But you absolutely deliver. I hope you'll give my love to John and just keep up the good hard work out there, and give your website one more time.
I sure will, and thank you. You keep up the great work, Randy. Yes, the website is deborahflora.com, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, flora like flower.com. I invite you all, please come join the momentum. It's growing. I would love your support, and I would love to have you sign up there so I can stay in touch. deborahflora.com. Thank you, Randy.
All right. See you soon, I'm sure.
I know we will. Take care, my friend.
All right. Everywhere I go, there she is. It's 6:21. Man, final hour of the Stephen Tubbs Show. We're a third of the way through that. 303-696-1971. If you want to get on to talk about this Douglas County School Board vote tomorrow, looks to me, based on the one school board member, the newly elected conservative school board member that we had on at 5:45, that this thing may be headed toward a vote to complete this purchase. And you may have something to say about that. I'll give you the website. On the other side, we'll try and squeeze in at least one or two verses again from Sad Little Man, our love affair, our ode to Dr. Fauci, the most powerful, corrupt, and frightening bureaucrat maybe in the world right now, at least in my view of the world. And also just got Fox News on in the studio here, saw my good friend and client, Professor John Eastman, was on with Tucker. And that's over now. I think Tucker replays. Highly encourage you to find the commentary from John Eastman on January 6th on this ridiculous political witch hunt, January 6th commission. And just for fun, since I've got it, I will play for you when we come back what Mark Levin had to say about my friend Professor John Eastman when we continue. But right now, another check of the news with Blake Olson, 710 KNUS. The highly acclaimed Stephen Tubbs Show. Filling in Randy Corporan, highly acclaimed by no one for no things, but yet here I am at 6:29, and it's getting cold. It's under freezing out there now, 31 degrees in Aurora, degree warmer in Denver, and there you have it. Man, it gets dark early now. I do hate that, but think about it. What is it, maybe 3 more weeks? I forget when the equinox is, but 3 or 4 more weeks, and the days start getting longer again. We've had such a soft fall so far. And, you know, I get the great opportunity for the climate hoaxers to try and scare you. But I just enjoy it if it's warm. And if it's cold, I find things I like to do then, too, like teaching my oldest grandson to ski this year or whatever the case may be. And, man, I'm going to be in better shape than ever for doing it because of my year now that I've spent with Cenogenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. And I found out today, which is very exciting, that they're going to come on my Saturday show, 9 to noon, this coming Saturday to introduce the new addition to Cenogenics, Dr. Tim Watts, who's I guess he'll be a retired neurosurgeon, does some great videos on YouTube, talks about health and masks and vaccines and all kinds of interesting things. And I can't wait to meet him and to share him with you on Saturday. People also asking about the Arapaho Tea Party meeting. In addition to RNC committee man from Colorado, I'm the chair of the Arapaho Tea Party. And our meetings typically would be on Tuesday, second Tuesday, which would be December 14th. And we're just not going to have it. There are all kinds of Christmas parties that week. And I think the one I'm going to go to on Tuesday night is the Arapaho County Republicans. Because as Tea Partiers, we want to support good, conservative, trustworthy, fighter Republicans. And what better way than to show some love and some support to our comrades, who I don't know, that's the wrong word to use in America now, isn't it? Matt's like, oh no, you didn't just say that. To our colleagues in the political battles over there in the Arapaho County Republican Party. So anyway, that's what I'll be doing. And we've also been having some fun with this guy.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about.
Nobody.
But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
And that, of course, led to this.
Sad little man sitting deep in a lie. Dead in the soul, but he'll keep you alive. Do what he says, not what he do. Cause the truth is for him and the lie is for you. Sad little man, but he's treated like a god. As the faithless prayer to a fake and a fraud. Worship the man, pledge to his word. One shot, two shot, now you get a third. Sad little man, sad little man. You better run now while you know.
If I had more time, I would break down some of those lyrics. But if you've been paying attention to this COVID nightmare for the last year and a half plus, then a lot of those phrases and comments that are made in that song resonate well with you. And so, you know, I can hear there he is, the COVID denier, the vaccine hater, and insulting someone who's just looking out for all of us. And Alexa, who's a regular texter to Stephen Tubbs Show and my show and just all, most of us here, I think, at 710 KNUS, wonderful, loyal 710 listener, had texted this earlier. And I think it's worth sharing in light of that. It's a picture of Anthony Fauci and his wife. And here's what it says. This is Christine Grady. She is the head of the National Institute of Health Bioethics. They are the company that approves drugs for the FDA. This, Tony Fauci, is her husband. Are you starting to get it? Is it really wrong to ask these questions? Is it really wrong to be digging into what really happened on January 6th? for a couple of weeks. This was shared with me, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Matt Gaetz and others in the Republican Party, finally, sitting congresspeople were denied access to the prison where the January 6th prisoners are being held, many without bail, many for nonviolent crimes, or if they're charged with violent crimes, no prior criminal histories, still being held, their trials being delayed for multiple months and then multiple months again in horrific conditions. And she finally got in there and she made this recording. You can pop that down, Matt. I know it's terrible to listen to on the radio, but just think about what's happening. It's happening every single night at 7 p.m. Denver time, 9 p.m. Eastern time in their hellhole. Every night at 7 p.m. Mountain time, they are stopping, dropping whatever they're doing, or they're in prison, they're probably not doing much. And they are all belting out the national anthem. And that's what that was a recording of, a cell phone recording of those. And I call them political prisoners, and I'll back it up with anybody, anybody. But it seems like if you're part of the mainstream, lamestream, I just call it the corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine. You can't ask these questions. You can't ask about the election. You can't ask about January 6th. You can't ask about getting to the bottom of the murder. Yes, I say murder of Ashley Babbitt. I've seen the film. I mean, what do you think? Unarmed, hands and head come through and get shot point blank in the neck. A military veteran. I understand she was on the Capitol grounds. Maybe she would have been charged with a crime for being on the Capitol grounds, the people's place it used to be. We have a right to protest. I don't like anybody who did damage to property, broke through anything, fought with cops, totally opposed to each and every one of those actions. Those are the actions of the left. But there are some 14,000 hours of video that we're not allowed to see. And my friend, Professor John Eastman from the Claremont Institute, has been attacked for being, well, number one, he was Trump's lawyer. That's the unforgivable sin, for talking about election integrity, election fraud, election shenanigans, not from a machine perspective or an individual perspective, from a constitutional perspective. And he spoke on January 6th, and now he's been subpoenaed in front of this January 6th Star Chamber political activist commission where, you know, Nancy Pelosi picked the Republicans who were on the board, anti-Trumpers. Liz Cheney, of course, pops to mind since she's our neighbor. Kevin McCarthy wasn't allowed to provide any names at all. Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, not running again. Liz Cheney, not likely to be elected again. You know, the Republican Party in Wyoming disowned her, asked for their money back. I got a real kick when that happened. But this commission is a political nightmare. They won't release the footage. Apparently now there's footage. One of the lawyers for one of these prisoners has said that there is incredible footage of police, Washington police, abusing protesters, not lawbreakers, not people crashing through barriers, trying to intimidate and physically injure people in tunnels. And I haven't seen any of it yet. I'm just seeing sketchy details, but that's what I hear. So anyone who's, you know, affiliated with Trump or stood up on January 6th and said, hey, it's okay if we delay the counting of the Electoral College votes by simply 10 days. That's all the states that were questioning their own results were asking for, by 10 days. Anybody who says that has got to be a kook. They're throwing their law career down the toilet. They can't be trusted. They're not honest. They're not smart. Well, we've got somebody who pops up here from 7 to 10 every weeknight on 710 KNUS. His name is Mark Levin. You may have heard of him. Donald Trump did 2 hours of tremendous, tremendous interview over the last two episodes of the Mark Levin Show. And here's what Mark Levin, who I have met and talked to and had his back one time when he was being harassed by fans, not by opposition, but by fans, read his books, admire his thinking, admire his fight for this country. And here's what he had to say about my friend, Professor Dr. John Eastman.
I mean, this is a good man. This is a good man. They try to turn him into some kind of a evil person, a kook lawyer. There's nothing kook or evil about this man. Kook and evil is what you see in Congress. Kook and evil is what you see in the pages of the New York Slimes and the Washington Compost. They're lies. They're Russia collusion. They're covering up of genocide and atrocities. NBC covering up for communist China. I'm telling you, this is a good, moral, ethical man, like so many of the other people they're trying to destroy. Because Nancy Pelosi's none of that. That's right, I said it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Drag me in front of a grand jury, you bastards? Oh, my God, did I say that about them, Mr. Producer? I'm sorry.
Actually, I really was a little upset at Mark Levin saying something like that about my friend, Nancy Pelosi.
Bird and privilege. I think mostly we're getting privilege scrub, because privilege scrub is deadly to a bill. Bird, it's important. It's you have to take it out. But privilege violation can take you out. So we're again getting that as we go along as well. But when we pass a bill, then they will see it in its aggregate and make some.
Yeah, well, you know, same person who said we have to pass the bill before we can see what's in it. Good Lord. So don't take the perspectives of those who adopt the mainstream media view and repeat the mainstream media narrative about patriots, about America First supporters, about candidates or others, without doing a little bit of your own work, a little bit of your own inquiry, and coming to some of your own conclusions. You may be quite surprised. I mean, just think about that. Anthony Fauci, married to the woman who approves drugs with the FDA, and they benefit from patents on vaccines. And it's so deep. It's so incestuous. It's so disgusting. And we got folks that want to talk about it. We'll see if we can get you all in on the other side at 641. Man, it's gone fast. 19 minutes to go until the end of the show. Randy Corcoran in for Stephen Tubbs. 710 CAN-US, Blake Olson in the newsroom. Yeah, I like the Who. 647, 13 to go until 7 o'clock. End of the show. Randy Corcoran here. Stephen Tubbs back tomorrow live from Step Denver. That should be an excellent, excellent show. But before we go to the phone lines, let's just hear one more verse. It's short. One more verse about our good friend Anthony Fauci.
Said a little man, gonna trap you like a dog. Put your head in the net while they eat you.
You're a beagle.
Don't ask why, just comply. Cause fear is the drug that the doc prescribed. Sad little man, you can watch him on the news, preaching to his choir while they learn the rules. Some feel safe and some feel healed, but they'll all hold his hand as he makes the kill. Sad little man, sad little man, you better run now while you know you can. Sad little man, you don't fool me, you sad little man.
All about Anthony Fauci, and just real quick, you know what the field that his wife, Christine Grady, the won the CEO award of the National Institute of Health, her field is bioethics. Bioethics. Just think about that. Let that sink in with all the lies you've been told, all the changing stories, all the I'm the science guy. But we're running out of time to dig into that. I did promise some calls. Steve in Denver. You've got something on January 6th here on 710 CAN-US. Bring it.
Yeah, Randy. I'm Greg Kelly with Newsmax a couple weeks ago. He had footage of a D.C. police just beating the hell out of Rodney King-style innocent protester. And they won't, you know, you're going to bet that they won't show that during those hearings. But The guy was just, I mean, they were pummeling the hell out of him with a baton.
I've been saying since day one, and I had a bunch of clients after January 6th who were contacted by FBI, and they became clients after that happened. And then I interacted with the FBI. They never, it was all anonymous tips and garbage. Not a single one of them, you know, got arrested or hauled off to jail or anything like that. But I've been saying since the very beginning that it's going to take a while, but we will eventually know the truth about January 6th. And it's not what people say. It's being politicized to try and tamp down enthusiasm for American first and Republican victories, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, and the other thing is I called you about Salvation Army. It looks like they've changed their ways. They're not so woke anymore.
Really?
Actually, they weren't going to get the money.
Did they pull back? Oh, that's great news for people.
Yeah, I believe they gave an apology for that.
And, yeah, the international Society, I don't have it in front of me, but some international chapter or controlling department of the Salvation Army did all this woke stuff and how we should apologize for, you know, the sins of our past and just all of this garbage. And I will say I had a real strong supporter of the Salvation Army call in and say, look, man, they help homeless people and people with drug and alcohol problems, and we shouldn't judge the local chapter for what the international organization is doing. But I couldn't agree. I mean, it starts at the top. And so the only power we have is to push back. And you're saying, you've seen, and Matt, you're nodding behind the glass, that they're backing away from that garbage, the wokeness?
Right, because some of their huge donors told them they're not going to donate this year.
Love
it. So I think there were several of them. And that changed their attitude about being woke.
Terrific. Well, that's good news, and I did not know that. So thank you, Steve. Thanks for waiting to weigh in on the Stephen Tubbs Show. God bless.
Thank you.
You betcha. Also saw that Jussie Smollett is going to testify tomorrow. It's been interesting. As a lawyer who has done criminal defense and had defendants who don't testify and defendants who do, that's a decision that is always up to the defendant. But I can guarantee you the lawyer always has something very strong to say about it. And we saw what happened with the Kyle Rittenhouse case when by taking the stand. I think it made a real difference. He was mocked by the left with, you know, the way he was shaking and quivering and, you know, oh, that's fake. But you saw when he stood up for the reading of his not guilty verdicts that it all happened to him again. That's the way his body reacts to that overwhelming emotion when he's trying to keep it under control. And the officer, what was it, Chavin? Yeah. He didn't take the stand in his own defense. And one wonders if that wasn't a big mistake for him, because usually defense lawyers, the only thing you can do is get yourself in trouble up there. The burden's on the prosecution. But in a case like Rittenhouse, in a case like Chauvin, thank you. I don't want to be a chauvinist. When everybody's seen the video, when everybody knows the impression that's being made and left by the constant repetition of only the most negative parts of the video, that maybe taking the stand, for, including for Chauvin, Chavin, was, if I don't write it down, I say it all the time, maybe that was a big mistake that people needed to hear from you. How could you sit on that man's neck for that long? And what, you know, what went on before that? What led up to that? What was in your mind? And he'll have, you know, 40 years to think about it, I suppose. There'll be appeals and, you know, motions to reduce sentences. And if the political climate changes, as I expect it will very soon, some of that could work out for him. But Jussie Smollett, man, we know the drill with this guy. He's trying to say he was set up by the people he made payments to. Didn't he put in the check memo something about, you know, got to buy the rope and the this and the that? I mean, it'll be very interesting to see what, if anything, Jussie Smollett can do for himself. I had so many things I had planned to talk to. 4 hours goes so fast. I didn't even get to the fact that the putative President Biden administration is reinstating the Remain in Mexico policy instituted by the Trump administration. And you know why they're doing it? because they're losing in popularity and polling, and there is a critical midterm election next year. They got away with it, letting COVID-infested and criminals and terrorists and, of course, people trying to escape a bad life over our border at record numbers, record-breaking record numbers. And now, because there's an election coming, they've got the policy going in. You know, always look for the timing of these clowns. Always think about the real reason that they're doing what they're doing. If you missed any of the show, we had America's Bomb, Sharona Bishop, on in the 4 o'clock hour. You can get the Stephan Tubbs podcast. I think Matt will probably put those on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran as well. And she was great. She was in Mar-a-Lago yesterday with Moms for America. And number 45, Donald J. Trump, showed up and addressed the group. And she took a selfie with him. It was good to talk to Sharona. 5 o'clock, Joy Overbeck was with us to talk about this big purchase being voted on tomorrow night by the Douglas County School Board. $35 million for a building to put in technical education classes. If you're a Douglas County voter and taxpayer, man, just go to DuckDuckGo and Google Douglas County. Well, look up Douglas County School Board, Colorado. A lot of Douglas counties in the country. And go to the website, learn about this. You have to sign up by noon tomorrow if you want to be heard in the public commentary part of the lead run-up to the vote. And it's going to be very interesting to see how the new conservative board treats comments of parents and taxpayers compared to the way the radical leftists who were ousted in Douglas County did that work. All right, well, thanks very much to Blake Olson in the newsroom, producer Matt Steinkruger behind the glass, always each and every one of you. Stephan is back tomorrow live from Step Denver. I'm Randy Corcoran. Always remember, never forget, God loves you. So do I. Stay tuned to 710 KNUS.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.